Lisa Bush, executive director of the Sitka Sound Science Center, is showing me black and white photographs blown up on poster boards in her office. There's a picture of a big barn-like building next door, the historic mill building. A part of Sheldon Jackson College, the sawmill was for students to mill wood for boats and building construction.
This is a picture of the original mill building in 1934. It was built with scrap lumber, but you can see, you know, it has this beautiful wood siding and shake roofing.
But in 1940, the mill building burnt down. Rebuilt a year later, it was relocated to the side of the Sage Building, where the Science Center is now housed.
What's really sort of remarkably different is this part that faces the water has this ramp going down, and what that was used for was hauling logs into the building. The building was used as a sawmill where students learned how to mill wood. Mm-hmm. And then they brought the milled wood into the Sage Building and they learned how to build boats.
Bush says the mill building is rich with local history. Well-known Tsimshian teacher and native rights activist Peter Simpson taught and worked there. Mount Edgecombe principal Gil Truitt learned from him. Nancy Yaw Davis learned to swim beneath its pilings. Bush has come to love it too.
So this is the mill building today, and you can kind of smell that it's got that old wood floor smell. Mm-hmm. I love the big, wide floorboards, and you can see these big trusses that hold the building up. And it's a very simple building. You know, it's essentially a warehouse.
The pilings go down to the bedrock, and the tide comes in and out beneath. And as Sheldon Jackson got out of the sawmill business and into the aquaculture and hatchery business, the building's primary use changed and the structure was slowly compromised.
And they started to fill in around the building. And so all this is fill, essentially. And that fill has contributed to sort of the decay of the foundation. The roofing is shot and the siding is shot. Mm-hmm. We have no modern plumbing and just, as you can see, just a few light bulbs. So other than that, the building's in great shape.
Bush grins from ear to ear when she tells me about the grant they're receiving from the Rasmussen Foundation. $280,000 with an additional $50,000 only if they can find matching donations locally.
We've been working on this for a really long time, and we've looked at lots of different ways to fix the building, including taking the whole building down, which would have been the cheapest and probably the easiest, that, as we were explained to by the National Park Service. You know, once you take this building down, this bit of history is kind of gone.
The plan is to open up the ceiling and add more areas for dive research, a program expanded by the Science Center's increasing interest in ocean acidification. And Bush adds they'll have to lift the building off the bedrock in order to do substantial repairs to the foundation. While there's no official estimate, the project is expected to cost over $1 million. Luckily, Rasmussen isn't the only donor. Bush and her team have secured earned grants from the Murdoch Trust, the Karsh Family Foundation, and a trickle of local dollars through a GoFundMe campaign. Local dollars to match Rasmussen's $50,000 pledge. Bush hopes the connections people have to the building will inspire them to contribute to its conservation.
I just like the old stories and the people that go along with the old buildings. You know, that's something I really appreciate about this place.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.